Hi developers, I'm Hossein Dilli, Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn how to log in users from XamarinForms applications to an ASP.NET identity backend. In a previous video, we have created the backend, which is an ASP.NET application that uses the individual user accounts. Then we have created the XamarinForms application and we implemented the register page where the users can register to our backend. And in this video, we'll learn how to add a sign-in page or login page to the XamarinForms application. So here from within Visual Studio, I'll go to the XamarinForms project and go to the API services. This services class that we have implemented in the last video to register the user. So it takes his email, password, and try to register him with the backend. And today we'll add another method for logging the users. So it should be a public async method. Let's return a task and we'll call it sign in or login users. Login async. To login a user, we need to have his username and his password, as we have saw that in the Postman request to test the backend. So we need to send the username and password. So let's pass those as parameters into our login async method. First parameter of type string will be the username. And second parameter will be the password. Great. Now we need to encapsulate those values inside our HTTP request. For that, we need to pass those values inside a list of key value pairs. So let's declare key values. It's of type list of key value pairs. Key value pair of type string, and the value also is of type string. The first key value pair will have the value of our username. So let's call it username and then pass our username value. We'll add a second key value pair, and this time for the password, and pass the value for the password. So this is equivalent of getting those values from Postman, because here Postman will do that work for us, but here in C# or in XamarinForms we need to do that manually. So we pass it the username, password. Then we have a third value, which is the grant type. So we need to pass that value also. So let's do that. Let's add another key value pair, and this one will be for the grant type. And the grant type is of type password right here. So let's pass it password as a string. Great, so now we have generated those key value pairs. Now we have to put them inside the HTTP client, and to do that we need to pass through the HTTP message request. So let's create a request, HTTP request message. This one accepts two parameters. The first one should be the HTTP method, and here we want to use post. And that's what we should be using with the login users. Here we have specified post and postman. The second parameter should be the URL of our web service, and this one should be this the address of my backend, then /token. Why /token? Because we have in the startup.auth class, which is inside the app start folder, we have here the specified URL token endpoint path is slash token. And some web services you could find OAuth, for example, OAuth slash token, but here it's only a token. Of course, you can change that to the URL you want. So we passed the two parameters, the HTTP method and the URL. Then we need to add the key values to this request. For that, I'll go to my request and say that the content equal new, and here we have some options. So you have a byte, we can pass a byte array, a byte range, form URL, HTTP message, and the one we should specify here is the form URL encoded, as we have specified that in Postman. So I'll go and choose form URL encoded, and to that we pass the key value pair. Now we have created the request. Now let's send that request using our HTTP client. Client equal new HTTP client. Then say to client that we want to send this request. Here you see that we didn't use post async, but we are using send async. And send async will take that request, which contains the information about the HTTP verb and all the information needed to connect to the web service. So we use client.sendAsync to send the request. We await for that and we read the response from the web service. Great. Now let's just write that response inside the debug. So we say debug.writeLine the response. We could say also response.content read string async, and we can wait for that. Great, let's put a breakpoint right here and another breakpoint right here to be able to read the response from the servers. Or actually what I will go is to get this back right here and say content equal that response, then write the content. Now we have created the login async. Now we want to use this login async from our view model. So let's go and create a new view model for the login functionality. So let's add a class and call it login view model. The login view model is a public class that have the properties for getting the username and email for the user. So we create a first property and we call it username, and a second property for getting the password of the user. Also, we need to have a command. So for that, I'll add a public property of type iCommand. And the command here will be triggered whenever the user clicks on the login button. So let's call it login command. The login command have a getter to return a new command. So we say here return a new command. And inside return new command, we'll go and define a delegate which will go and call the login async method from the API service. For that, I'll go and create a new instance of my API services. So let's define it as a private attribute inside my class. Let's import its namespace, which is here. And then give it a name equal new API services. From the login command, we'll go and use that API services to invoke the login async method. And from here, we pass the username and password of for our users. So let's say username, the username, then the second parameter is the password for the user. This is an async method, so we need to await that and put async keyword on the delegate method. Then we are ready to use this view model from our login page. So let's create the login page. Let's add to the views a new item. Let's tell this is cross-platform. We want to add a blank forms blank page that we'll call it login page. Inside the login page, we'll have a stack layout with orientation equal vertical. And inside this stack layout, we'll go and put the two entries. The first one for displaying or for getting the username, and the second one for getting the password. But here, in order to be able to use the binding, I need first of all to bind my login view model to my page. For that, I'll go here to the content page node and say content page dot binding context, then define an XML NS namespace, and then from here I want to use my login view model with L uppercase. Then here ReSharper will create that namespace for me. And from here, for the first entry, I can bind the text property to the user name. I'll create another entry, and here to bind the password for my user. For the password, we can say is password equal true also, in order to not display the password and display dots in place of it. Great, now we'll add the button that will trigger the login process. So let's say it will invoke a command. That command is our login command. That button will display a text saying login. Cool, so now our application, when it starts, it will go and invoke or show the register page. And the register page is the page that will enable the user to register himself within our system. After the user is registered, we can add a button to tell him to go and log in. And for that, I'll go to the register page right here and add a button that will tell him the text equal go to login page. We add a click event, we create that event, and right from here, oops, I have created already that event handler, okay, and we'll go and say navigation dot push async. We want to go to the login page. Let's wait for that and add the async keyword. Great. Now let's run this application and see it in action. Hit start. This is the register page where we can register a new user. For that, I'll type an email for a new user and try to register him. sam@live.com. Copy that and define a password. confirm the password, hit register. Then here it triggers the register method that we have created in a previous video. It takes my email, my password, and the confirmed password. Hit continue. After that, we'll go to the register web service and my ASP.NET identity project right here. It will take that model containing the password and email, and it will try to register me and that. That's done successfully. For that, returns okay. And now I can see that here I get the response in my client application. So now that user is added to the web service, and we can see that from the SQL Server Object Explorer. If I go to my database right here and right click and view data, we can see that we have a new user with that email created, osam@live.com. Once this user is created, now we can log in using the credentials of this user. For that, here I go to my login page. Oops, and here I do have an error. I know that that's because right here in the app.xaml.cs, we are navigating to a new page using the push async, and to do that we need to define the main page inside a new navigation page. New navigation page, and tell that the register page should be within the navigation page. Let's run it again. Let's go to the login page, and right from here we use that same email and the same password to login the user. Hit login. And then let's say the output window to see. Here we can see that we did have that access token coming from the server. Here tells the value of the access token is this long one. And we have also the token type. It says it's a bearer, which tells us about the expiration. It will expire in this time. And it was issued and on this date, and then it will expire at this date. Great. So we have now signed our user to the system to get the access token, and this access token now could be used by the user in order to invoke the protected web services. So I hope this video was helpful for you, and thank you.